Happy Monday morning, Daily Dosers. I hope you're driving because you're going to need to buckle up. We're going to do this at breakneck speed. We're not doing much of scripture today. We're doing the story behind the story. Because for the next 5 weeks, we're going to spend all of our time in a little book called Philippians. Only 4 chapters, but today, the story behind the story. Where's this book come from? Who wrote it and who are they writing it to? Man, I'm glad you asked. If you're losing this, because I'm going to talk fast, my ADD-ness is just going to take over, you can go to Acts chapter 16. That's where you're going to find the story. The Apostle Paul is going around the Mediterranean and he's planning churches. That's right. The guy that once used to kill Christians is now planning Christian churches. That's the change that's happened when he met a risen Jesus. That's another story you're going to have to read in the book of Acts. For now, just know he's planting churches. He's getting up to the Aegean Sea. He thinks he's going north, maybe into Asia, northeast. And all the Bible says is the doors are closed to him. We don't know how doors are closed. He just knows he can't go that way. So he goes to the beach. And I don't know about you, but that's what I do. If I feel like I don't know what to do in life and I have time on my hands, I go to the beach. And while he's at the beach, he has a dream. Come to Macedonia. Now, Macedonia, he has to cross the Aegean Sea. Macedonia is Europe, and he never thought of taking the gospel, the good news of Jesus, to Europe, but here he goes. And the first place he lands in Europe, ding, Philippi. That's a little dot on the map. He goes to worship God in a synagogue, but there's no synagogue, which means there's no Jewish people there. There's no Judaism there. It's such a Roman colony. All they believe is in Rome, and Caesar is God. So he goes to the river on the day of worship, the Sabbath day, and there he meets some women. And one of them, her name is Lydia. She is a worshiper of God, and she's a seller and dealer in fine purple fabric. That means, cha-ching, she has cash. And there these group of women start becoming believers, and they're following. Now, in the days that pass, Paul and Timothy and Silas, they're walking the streets of Philippi, and they're telling people about Jesus. And when they do so, they encounter a slave girl who's held captive by a couple guys who make a lot of money off of her. It's not a sex trade. It's a fortune-telling trade. The Bible simply says in Acts 16, this young girl has an evil spirit, but she can foretell the future, and these guys are making a lot of money off of her. And she yells out, "These men are from the Most High God." And this irritates Paul. I'll tell people about Jesus. Well, I don't need demons telling people about Jesus. So he casts the spirit out of her. Now, of course, her owners are irate. They've lost a fortune because they've lost their fortune teller. And so they go to the marketplace and they raise up an angry mob of people. These are Jews that are speaking against Rome. And of course, they're taken to jail. They're stripped down, they're whipped, and they're beaten, and they're left there overnight. And the middle of night, in their bloody mess, as the wounds and blood is coagulating, Paul and Silas start worshiping. And somewhere in the dead of night, an earthquake happens. The prison doors open, and the jailer comes running down to see what's happened, and he goes to kill himself because he knows everyone in jail is his responsibility. If they are released, the consequence would fall on him. And before he kills himself, from inside, Paul and Silas call out to him, "Friend, we're still here." And as he lights a candle and sees them and asks why, they share the gospel. The jailer takes him back to his own house. He cleans their wounds. His whole family gets up. They all become believers. They all get baptized. And the next morning, the jailer says, "I got to take you back." And Paul and Silas go back to jail with him. Well, when word comes down from the top that these two guys can be released because we've had our way with them, Paul says, "No, we're Roman citizens." And you could have heard a pin drop. You're Roman citizens? You can't touch a Roman citizen in that day and age without a full Roman trial. And that word goes back to the top quickly. And the magistrates of the city have to come down and apologize and usher Paul and Silas and Timothy out quickly. But on their way, they stop by and they thank Lydia. That little crazy beginning has turned a town upside down. An incredibly wealthy woman, a jailer's family, and a church starts to be formed that will keep a relationship with Paul over the next decade. In fact, when he's in financial trouble, they will help him out to a point where when he's in prison, he writes one of the most relational letters ever in the Bible. Paul, to my friends in Philippi, we call it Philippians. And the truth in these 4 chapters turn an entire town upside down. And our hope and goal is over the next 4 to 5 weeks, this truth will turn our life upside down as well. Now you know the story. behind our story.